Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week, July 1st, 2016, we have something that's appropriately American. Well, as American as it gets when you deal with items that are not made in America. The Captain America Marvel Legends Civil War 3-pack is, or was, in stock now. You'll have to check our website for availability. You get three action figures, including the first ever MCU Tom Holland Spider-Man figure. You also receive Iron Man and Captain America. Spidey's new, and he's a lot like your previous Spider-Man figures, only he's a smidgen shorter than the one I got from The Amazing Spider-Man 2. He has similar articulation everywhere except for the boot cut, that area where there's a swivel there isn't this time. But he's got rotating hips, double-jointed knees and elbows, bend and swivel wrists. You can see little tiny web shooters sculpted into his arms. It's a good figure. It's very impressive. The texture is different. It's a lot smoother, while the previous figures, of depending on which line you're talking about, have a lot of texture or no texture. The paint job is very clean. Figure looks a little bit darker, more in tone with the movie, and he comes packaged with Captain America's shield. I don't know if this mold is going to be sold individually later. As of now, at least, it's exclusive to this 3-pack, and for that reason, if you collect Marvel Legends, this is something you want to look into. I had no problem getting him to stand or pose. The hip joints are much smoother and more nicely integrated than previous Spider-Man figures I bought. I would say it's a great step in the right direction. He's still got those nifty shoulder joints. No problem moving his arms. Everything seems to move smoothly. And, yeah, why wouldn't you buy one? He's got over 30 points of articulation, I believe, as well. So, get yours. He's also much shorter than Captain America, and much shorter than Iron Man. And I just knocked him over by not being careful putting him back on my desk. Tony Stark, Iron Man, comes with two heads and battle damage paint. The figure is the same as the individually packaged Civil War Iron Man figure, except he has heavily scarred up right shoulder and left hip. There's black on it, and it looks fantastic. The helmet has a bunch of scarring on its left side as well. And the really nifty piece in this set for Iron Man is you pop the helmet off, there's an alternate Tony Stark head. You can have Robert Downey Jr.'s head on the figure, and it looks like almost exactly like Robert Downey Jr. I'd say it, maybe they shaved off a couple of years, but it's him. It's unmistakably him. They did a really nice job. The hair, the beard, the eyes, the nose, the eyebrows. Definitely some of Hasbro's best work. He has open palms with a little hole in them, so he can put in these energy blasts, and they come in an orangish color and a bluish color. And I guess you can pretend he's using them to hover, and it's like energy coming out, or that someone just shot him in the hands, which is a very rude thing to do. But it looks cool. It fits great. He has a lot of articulation. It's very similar to other Iron Man figures you bought, but it's obviously a sculpt from the new movie, because they always tweak the suit a little bit. The arc reactor is a little different. The elbows are a little different. The knees are a little different. Everything's a little different. And it's, as far as I know, and I admit I don't know my Iron Man figures as well as I should, I have lots of Iron Man Marvel Legends, but I don't have all of them. So I believe this Tony Stark Robert Downey Jr. head is new and unique to this set. If it isn't, it's still fantastic, and I would recommend picking one up if you have the means and interest and inclination for this 3-pack. The figures are all 6-inch scale, if you're not familiar with Marvel Legends, by the way, and rounding out the set is the title character, Captain America, who has basically the same situation as Iron Man, where he's got some scarring on his body and his arm, as well as some dirt on his helmet to look like he got roughed up a little bit. Figure has fantastic articulation and wonderful hands, which is not something I usually take notice of or care about, but they're fists, so it looks like he could punch somebody. And the range of motion on the shoulders and elbows, it's nothing you haven't seen previously on a Marvel Legends figure. But for whatever reason, the range of movement is just so good on this one. On Tony, it's a little bulky, and it's hard to get some poses just because it's armor. There's only so much you can do. On Cap, they pretty much managed to, I don't know what they did, but it's real easy to get him in a variety of awesome poses. Standing, looking like he's going to punch somebody. Standing, just hanging out. Whatever you like. He's been able to do quite a bit so far. I haven't tried everything yet. I just got the figure the other day. But I am so far very impressed. I don't have hundreds, but I maybe have dozens of Marvel Legends figure. This is one of the better ones. Yeah, the quilted armor looks great. The star is painted well, the dirt's nice, and it is the same as the individually packaged Captain America from Captain America Civil War body. There are too many superheroes on my desk. The head sculpt is very good. The default one looks just as good as any of the other ones you've brought over the years. It's Chris Evans. The figure itself, when you look at the unhelmeted alternate head, which I believe is exclusive to this set, depending on the angle, it looks exactly like Chris Evans. Lighting is worth a lot, and getting the hair right is tricky. Getting a skin color and expression just on the nose is tough. And this is a sterner, more serious, more determined Chris Evans than I'm used to thinking about when Captain America has his helmet off, so it's a little... The lighting matters. The helmet is good. The shoulders have a fantastic and small Avengers logo on them. So it's red and silver. No, it's red and white. Sorry. It's not light enough here sometimes for me to tell these things. The figure's texture is really amazing. I mean, you can feel that it is very carefully quilted and sculpted. And whoever did thousands of lines or whatever you had to do on the scanner to make this happen, man, I assume that person has carpal tunnel by now because it's really well done. His shield mounts onto either arm, or Spider-Man's arm if he's taking it, and it's worth noting that it is heavily scuffed up. Not only is it the normal red, silver, and blue, it's got some black dirt on it, and on top of that, there's scuffing. So even where the black is, the paint is completely scraped off, and it looks like you're seeing bare metal underneath. Obviously, it's a plastic weapon, slash shield, but it is nicely damaged. It is some of Hasbro's finest work when it comes to, I would say, paint on a 6-inch figure. I mean, I've got my 6-inch Boba Fett. It looks good. The shield probably looks better. They're getting better every year, and improvements seem to be coming on a regular basis. If you like it, you can order it, and you can probably have it right now. Let me check the website just to make sure we still have some. I am showing some in stock as I speak, so you should go ahead and order yours. We also have the figures in cases from the normal waves, so if you're looking for a Black Panther, Iron Man, Captain America, or any of the comic guys, give those a look on our website. We would be happy to give them to you. All you have to do is pay. This is our latest arrival. We have other items coming soon. When it comes to our more popular items, especially Marvel Legends, I highly recommend you pre-order, because sometimes items show coming soon for a very long time. That's not because we didn't receive them, it's because every unit we have is going to back orders, and as soon as people hear units are just about here, we get another surge of back orders, and they're gone. So sometimes things are in stock, sometimes they're not. Either way, I always recommend our pre-order guarantees, because we'll let you place a pre-order, and you can cancel it pretty much any time before it starts shipping to you. So if you decide you don't want it for any reason, we're happy to cancel your order, you just have to let us know. And that's, I think, it. I like this set a bunch. I really enjoy it, but I should also say I don't buy every Marvel Legends figure. I buy some. Every year I buy a couple, and maybe a couple of sets, maybe a wave or two, just because I also collect Star Wars, and that's a big line, and I collect Transformers, and that's a big line, and I got a lot of other stuff too. Jax's Nintendo figures have been great lately. Funko's, everything Funko is doing is a space-intensive but very nifty hobby. And Mezco's 1/6 scale collective. I mean, it's a great time to be a toy collector, and you've got a lot of options. And I would consider this 3-pack one of the better options you've got going for you right now, especially if you're waiting, holding off to hear what's going to happen with Doctor Strange, which I assume we're going to hear more about this month, but I don't know how they're going to do that. We know there's going to be a Doctor Strange movie. We assume there are going to be Doctor Strange figures, and I am looking forward to finding out whatever it is I can tell you about those. I'm Adam Paulus signing off. Thank you for listening to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I hope you have a fantastic and safe holiday weekend. Check out our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com. But most important of all, go to entertainmentearth.com and buy something, because we are a business and we like to sell you toys. That's what we enjoy doing. That's what we're here for. See you next time, everybody.